This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hello there, and you're wondering, who am I listening to? Who am I looking at? Well, I'm Stacey Washington. Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Stacey Washington. Yeah, I'm filling in for Joe, and we're going to have a really good time on the program tonight. I'm so excited to be with you. I know Joe from just years ago. We've been interacting at CPAC whenever we happen to intersect where we're both there in the same year. And so when he said, hey, can you warm up my mic for me? Because I'm actually officially now a podcaster and a mic warmer for a number of different places, and including friends and those who would say, hey, can you come over here? Yeah, absolutely I can. So that's what I'm doing for you tonight on The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can check him out at therealside.com. It's therealside.com. That's where you can watch the show. You can find out where to listen. You can read the articles and the content over there. It's fantastic. I love going to The Real Side, so you head there too, therealside.com. You can find out more about me at stacyontheright.com. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, we're going to dig in a little bit. First of all, there's a lot of talk about whether or not President Trump is a racist. We're going to talk about the big circle of ideas that is currently being batted around. And yes, I'm being nice when I say circle of ideas when I'm speaking about the Democrats, but they're the ones having a primary right now. And we can't be mean all the time. I just don't have that in me. So we're going to talk about what they're doing in their primary. We had the president out at a rally tonight, and he's just killing it as usual. He's so excited by the prospect of speaking directly to the American people. I think it's actually fueled in large part by the fact that the media gives him well over 90% negative coverage. So even if he's out kissing babies and holding hands with Melania and humming a tune, he's still a racist who's horrible and hates everything that's good and right with the world, and also, you know, enjoys a cheeseburger, therefore deserves to be, you know, whatever you can think of that is the worst. But the truth is, he's really nice. He's fun. He's all about business. I have to say, I think now I've seen him speak in person at different venues, rallies, campaign events, the funeral of Phyllis Schlafly here at the Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis, at the White House, because I've seen him at the Black History Month reception a few times, and most recently, yesterday. Last night in the afternoon, I was able to enter the West Wing of the White House and hear the president speak in person. He actually spoke to me. I got to speak to him, and he spoke to me. I was among a group of black leaders who were meeting with him to celebrate Black History Month and to cement together our coalition of not just influencers, but pastors and community leaders, people who are working hard to get the president reelected. And I'm always struck by how real he is. He's not pretentious. He's not, there's no calculation at all. There's nothing going on except what you can see. He's so completely off the cuff. And so for me, it's one of those things where I actually have spent years watching President Trump, and I forgot about this until, and you know, when I say I forgot about it, when I'm sitting there looking at President Trump in person, I'm not thinking, oh, I used to watch you on The Apprentice. But that is how I came to know about him. I mean, obviously, I knew he was a businessman, and he was in New York, and he had a lot of buildings named after him, and he'd done, you know, a lot of building in New York City. But it was when he launched that television show on NBC, The Apprentice, that I became fully aware of him as more of like an entity beyond, you know, his first marriage and things like that. And I can tell you, there are a few shows we've enjoyed more on the reality show circuit than The Apprentice. My husband and I, so our kids were really small back then, so we would put them to bed, and then we would get, you know, a bag of poppycock, you know, the caramel popcorn, and we would just watch the show. And at the end, when people get fired, my husband and I would literally be kind of dueling, like, I think he's going to fire so-and-so. No, I think he's going to. And we would, you know, who do you think he's going to fire? And then we'd sit and we'd wait. And the best shows, didn't happen often, were where somebody would totally mess up during the course of the show. And that person would have enough alliances so that they weren't left, you know, cold, naked, and afraid, and on the chopping block to be fired. So then what would happen is President Trump would fire the person who performed badly, but he would also fire the person who, for whatever reason, they demonstrated a mistrust or some kind of a personality defect that he knew would not work with his organization. And so he'd say, you're fired. And also you. You've been horrible. You're fired. So those were our favorite evenings, our favorite programs for The Apprentice. So, I mean, thinking back to that, that was my first real exposure to him, as millions of other Americans who watched the program. And I think it was pretty universal that for whatever reason, and there were a lot of different reasons, people really liked him. And that's when he started, I mean, it was before that, but it really started to be cemented that every rapper wanted him in their video. They wanted, you know, one of his products in their videos. He made a lot of cameos in Hollywood films. And he was well-liked among Democrats and Republicans, because he donated to both. It was only recently that the president became this hotly vilified, horrible, evil, despotic racist. And that's because he announced that he was going to be running on the Republican side for the presidency, which he'd been hinting at for most of his adult life. People would either ask him, don't you think you should run for higher office? Don't you think you should be the mayor of New York? Don't you think you should run for the presidency with these ideas and these kind of interesting analyses that you're giving on this subject or that, foreign policy, domestic policy, whatever? And he would always say no. But then when he did run, it's as if someone draped him in a shroud of racism, and we're supposed to believe that that's who he is. I can tell you, after spending an hour with him, after hearing him speak 12, 13 times, after shaking his hand, after getting my picture taken with him, dude's not a racist. So we'll discuss that and more. You guys, I hear the music. We'll be back with more Real Side with Joe Messina right after this.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
With us tonight here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. I know we kind of said, I'm not sure, did we say we're taking calls or no? I'll give you the call lines again, 855-732-5563, 855-732-5563. So now I want to segue into a few things that really are near and dear to my heart that the president has accomplished since he's been in office. Now, when we get to a few of the stories later, we're going to be talking about, there's a really interesting connection with Bernie Sanders and his love of dictators. He claims not to love them, but then by the same token, he only has good things to say about them. So we're going to delve into that as well. And then, of course, there's been quite a bit of gaffetastic action, like gaffe machine Joe Biden. He's not only said that he's going to nominate someone, when he's elected president, he'll nominate someone to the Senate, the U.S. Senate. He said he's running for the U.S. Senate. So he's had quite a few, and these are obviously public speakers make flubs. Everyone does. But this is different because it's persistent, it's repetitive, and it's making people feel more sympathy for him than they're feeling an impetus to vote. Like, people are not saying, oh my goodness, we need to vote for him. People are wondering if he's going to make it through the campaign. And so, you know, we'll delve into those things. I want to go into something that's near and dear to my heart, which is key issues for veterans. So I'm a veteran. My husband's a veteran. We're Air Force vets. My dad's an Army vet. Granddad was. Great-granddad was. They were Army guys. And my husband has a smattering of his relatives that are also veterans. And so veterans' issues are really high on my list. And I serve on one of the advisory councils, the advisory boards for the president's Trump 2020 reelection campaign, which is Vets for Trump. So I got to say, this president has really surprised me in the amount of action he's been willing to take on items that he's made promises on. Most candidates don't do that. Most candidates make you literally a horsewhip long list of promises. And they memorize those promises and they make them on the stump. Everywhere they go, they're talking about what they're going to do for you. They're going to wash your car. They're going to wash your dog. They're going to improve your marriage. They're going to stop the Earth from rotating on its axis, you know, by a quarter of a day so that they can, you know, increase the tidal levels at some place and restore glaciers at another place. You get what I'm saying? They make promises that are just shy of a unicorn and a saddle for you. And then when they're elected, once they've got your vote in their little pocket or their, you know, their little vote bag, they're off. They couldn't tell you what they promised you if you showed up with a piece of paper like this and handed them to them and said, hey, do you remember telling me this? Do you remember standing on the stump and saying this? And then we cheered and then you said, that's why you got to vote for me. Do you remember that? And they'll say to you, well, the thing is, we need, and then whatever part of government they don't control, they'll tell you, well, even though we have both houses of Congress, we can't do that because we need more good judges. Any excuse they can make, and this is a problem that we've had on the left and the right. Yeah, I said it. You know, if you're going to be held accountable, if you're going to hold people accountable, you have to be willing to do it everywhere. You can't just be one tunnel vision type of a person who says only this group of people does this particular thing. If everybody's guilty of it, well, then everybody's going down in flames. So we've heard quite a few Republicans say that they'd like to see a return to a congressional control of military authorizations for the president to have to go through the proper procedures to get stuff done. And most importantly, we've seen a lot of presidential candidates say that they think we are into too many foreign entanglements. We're engaged in too many different theaters of operation. Okay, yay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's awesome. I love it when a plan comes together. Thank you so much, candidates, for saying things that we want to hear, right? Thank you. Thank you. But let me cut that off before they get to screaming. That's not cool if you're making those promises on the stump, but you refuse to follow up on those when you actually get elected. And that's what we've seen over and over and over again from both sides of the aisle. So enter Donald Trump. He's not a politician. He's from the business realm where if you make a list of things you're planning on doing and you show it to your board or, you know, your employees and you don't deliver on any of that, you're not going to be in charge of that company. That board's not going to keep you around for long. And if you're in a privately held concern where you are the end, you know, end all be all, you're the, as George Bush would say, the decider, and you don't deliver, then guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to end up not having that company because profitability will be down because people will know that your word doesn't mean a hill of beans and you can't get anything accomplished. So when the president said on the stump from the campaign trail that he wanted to have fewer foreign entanglements, bring some of our men and women from overseas back home, and see us not jumping in to be the policemen of the entire world, he meant it. He also talked about reforming the Veterans Administration, the healthcare system. So let me just give you a few of the things that President Trump has actually pulled the trigger on So promises made, promises kept. And the reason this is important is because you got to file these away in your back pocket for those naysayers. You want to see an example of the naysayers? At Stacey on the Right on Twitter. They're all in there fighting like in a Charlie Brown dirt ball over the fact that I said the president isn't a racist, because I spent an hour with him yesterday in a room full of black folks. Racists don't sit in a room full of black folks. They don't shake their hands. They don't touch. I know what true white supremacy and racism looks like because I've been called the N-word before in public more than one time in my adult life, and recently, just in case you're wondering. And it didn't stop me from, me and my husband, from walking right over to our late model minivan that talks when you don't put your seatbelt on, and getting in it and driving home to our home in the suburbs and laughing at the people who said that to us, because you have to be able to roll with the punches, baby. If your skin is that thin, you probably shouldn't go out in public. Now, it doesn't make what they did right, but it makes the reaction more important than what actually happened. Because that's what life is. 80% is how you react to what happens to you. The 20%, that's out of your control. So you've won the game if you go in with that knowledge, right? 80% is on you. So giving veterans the health care and benefits that they deserve. I'm just going to give you a few of these. And they're so good. First of all, starting with the VA Mission Act, which revolutionizes the VA healthcare system by increasing choice and raising the standard of care for our veterans. And then expanding access to walk-in community clinics that offer immediate local care. And also expanding access to telehealth services for veterans, including through the VA's Anywhere to Anywhere program. And then the White House VA hotline, which is primarily staffed by veterans, which means, and direct family members of veterans, which means that the people who are answering the phone have much more of a vested interest than just some, you know, bureaucrat. So there's so much more. I will get to every little bit of it, but I'll give you a few more when we get back, and then we'll transition into talking about the Dems and their clown show that they're running over there. They call it a primary. I call it a clown show. Straight clowning going on. All right, therealside.com is where you can find out about, you know, Joe Messina. Watch the show. Look at old shows. Listen to old shows. Everything. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General will be conducting a comprehensive review of the agency's coronavirus response efforts.
The World Health Organization upgraded the risk to very high and that the virus can continue to spread worldwide. Tessia Williams, a spokeswoman, said protecting the health and well-being of people across the country is a mission we take very seriously. The details of the review are still being coordinated. However, this type of review is typical for any major epidemic. The Trump administration continues to reassure us that it has the situation under control. Wall Street just suffered its worst week since the financial crisis, with all three major indexes entering correction and the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing a staggering 3,500 points in just 5 days. The Dow rallied after being down 1,000 points to ending the day down just 357. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, folks, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps...
Hey there, welcome back to the program. Thank you so much for being here at The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Stacey Washington, filling in for Joe. You can find out more at therealside.com. That's Joe's website where you can watch the show, you can listen to podcasts, you can do so many fantastic things. I want to just give you just the last few of these. They're so good, and it's so good to see him even working against Republican Party establishment to try to bring troops back. You saw him try to draw troops down in Syria. He has actually brought troops back from a few theaters of operation. But the most important thing that he's done is he's changed the conversation surrounding it. He's made it valid for us to discuss why we're in so many different areas and to expect that our troops would come home. So I'm really excited about that. He's changed the culture at the VA by signing legislation to make it easier to remove senior VA executives. So the Veterans Administration is operating better because people are now being held accountable. Their work means something. If they make mistakes, they are held accountable. That is absolutely what needs to be done. President Trump signed legislation to modernize the claims and appeal process at the VA. So in fiscal year 2019, the VA reviewed a record 90,050 appeals decisions, and the Trump administration increased transparency and accountability at the VA by launching an online access and quality tool, which provides veterans with access to wait time and quality of care data. So they can actually look and see, is it worth me even trying to get into see? Yeah. It's right there. It's right online for you. He's created 7 million new jobs, which actually impacts veterans as well. And the tax cuts delivered $2,000 in tax savings for a family of four. And that's not imaginary Nancy Pelosi money. That's real money that Americans are using to save, go on vacations, buy homes. They're using that money in the economy, and that is what is driving what has been such a fantastic economic boom. Now, I know the coronavirus scares have actually taken a huge bite out of the market, and we're in correction territory, but if you look online, who's gloating about that? Who's having fun watching people lose money on the stock market right now? Yeah, it's Democrats. Why are they doing that? Well, because they actually think that it would help them and their election prospects if the economy is in the tank. I mean, Bill Maher said it right on his HBO show. We really need a bad economy in order to change who's in the White House. He said that. So he's wishing you'd lose your job, possibly lose your home, not be able to make your car payment or whatever. And he's wishing that on you because in his mind, it's better for Democrats to be in charge and you to be miserable and flailing and literally, you know, three steps away from having to go on government assistance or rely on your family than it is for you to be prosperous and a Republican to be in charge. That's the pathology we're dealing with here. So, speaking of coronavirus, there's this story over at The Independent about NHS patients. So National Health System, which is what Great Britain has, they have that single-payer monstrosity where Brits who have any sense and those who have money actually come to the United States. They go anywhere they can get to get away from the NHS. Now, the serfs, because that's what you are if you have single-payer health care. You're a serf. You're paying for something you're not getting nearly enough out of. You're getting gypped. You've been sold a bill of goods, and you went for it, and now you're stuck with it. Because going back from it is notoriously difficult. Have you noticed? No matter how bad it is, the ones who are in charge, the bureaucrats, will always say, well, we just need a little bit more money to fix it. They won't ever say, man, we need to send this back to the private sector. This is no good. Government flunkies shouldn't be between you and your doctor. So The Independent is reporting that NHS patients could actually be denied life-saving care during severe coronavirus outbreaks in Britain if intensive care units are struggling to cope. Senior doctors are actually putting this warning out so that people will be prepared for what's about to come, you know, the rain that's about to come down on them. They need to know. Under a so-called three wise men protocol, three senior consultants in each hospital would be forced to make decisions on rationing care, such as ventilators and beds, in the event hospitals were overwhelmed with patients. So this is a pandemic scenario. They're considering what they would do if far more people were sickened by the coronavirus than they had the capacity to care for. So they would ration. Now, here in the U.S., we have so many privately owned hospitals that it would just be a matter of directing people to another facility. That's what the private sector brings. And remember, in America, our healthcare system, so much of it is the product of philanthropic, charitable works by faith-based organizations, the Jesuits, Christians. You know, Missouri Baptist Medical Center is one that comes to my mind when I'm thinking about it. We have so many more options, so many more hospitals, and we have so many more resources because we are capitalists that you can do things in our country in a much easier way because the private sector knows how to get things done in ways that the government cannot. Now, government, obviously good at making war, could be good at maintaining our border. If we could get the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals off the back of President Trump, you know, but when we're talking about things like healthcare, the government's not going to do that as well as the private sector can. That's in the purview of the private sector. It's been there since day one. You transfer it to the government, it's like basically teaching someone a whole new language. Only you have to teach it to 24 million people. So that's how many people we have in the federal government. 24 million. You have to teach them all a new language and do it quick. Because, you know, that's what these little Bernie bros want. They want the government to take over the health care to make sure that we can all have the same level of garbage like the people in Great Britain. So the medic spoke out amid frustration over what one said was the government's dishonest spin that the health service was well prepared for a major pandemic outbreak. Government-run health care is putting your life in the government's hands. I suggest that if you get this flu in Britain, you bring frankincense, gold, and myrrh for the wise men. So these people are actually discussing how many people will not be helped. They know a great number of people won't be helped. They understand it. They're trying to prepare people for that reality. So the government's been saying, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. You're going to be all right. I probably should have used a British accent for that, but you get what I'm saying. They're telling these people that they're going to be fine. Do not worry. When the reality is They don't know what they're going to do with all these extra people. And did you hear what I just said? Extra. Because they don't have enough capacity for all the people they have. So, still on the coronavirus, you've got the AP reporting that Democratic presidential contenders are describing the federal infectious disease bureaucracy as rudderless and ill-prepared for the coronavirus threat because of budget cuts and ham-handed leadership by President Donald Trump. Now, President Donald J. Trump, this is an inaccurate description of what he's doing and what he has done. He explained to us yesterday in the West Wing, in the conference room, boardroom, just outside the Oval Office, he explained to us and the media, everybody was there, UK Daily Mail, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, everybody. They were all there. Go to my Twitter feed for pictures, at Stacey on the right. They were there, and they heard him say that he shut the border down to individuals coming from countries that had coronavirus outbreaks. That's the first thing he did. The Democrats were riding him for it, but now we have less than 60 cases of coronavirus in our entire country. 15 of those are from spread. The others are from a cruise ship. Americans were stranded on it. He said we couldn't leave them there. We can't leave our people in a foreign country with, you know, no access to good American medical care. So we brought them back. We quarantined them. And everyone's getting better except one guy who's in serious condition. And actually, he didn't say guy. He said one person. We don't know if that person's a man or a woman. We just know that one person is in critical condition. Everyone else is improving. And after they've improved, and this is all happening in quarantine locations, then they're allowed to go about their lives. So the situation is in hand. He said they looked at it. And the CDC came up with a number, and that number was I think it was $2.3 billion or so that he was looking for. And as soon as he announced that number, the Democrats were like, well, that's ridiculous. He's a horrible person. Nancy Pelosi said he was botching the whole thing and that $8 billion was needed. So President Trump said right to our faces at that table yesterday that if he'd take the $8 billion, he said we'll do the same thing with it, and if we have leftover, we'll be good with that. He doesn't care how much they need or they're providing. He just wants to get the work done. More music. That means we'll be back with more Real Side with Joe Messina right after this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
So, I'm back. Stacey Washington, freshly back from being told by President Trump that I'm, I think he said, a wonderful woman. I actually can't tell you what he said because we were standing in the East Room of the White House and he was shouting people out. And then he said, and Stacey Washington, and I just went, my mind went blank. I was like, what? What's happening? I raised my hand and then people kind of turned and looked at me and they were smiling and nodding. I'm thinking, did he just shout me out? Oh my goodness, yes! That happened. So, welcome to the show. Go to therealside.com. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina, and I'm so glad to be with you today. It has been just fantastic so far. I'm enjoying myself. I got to say, the reason I call myself a mic warmer is because I really do enjoy filling in for other people and keeping their mic hot while they do other things so that they can get back to their audience. So while we're hanging out tonight, I want to give you just one more quick thing. As we were closing out that story talking about the bureaucracy and they're basically criticizing the president for not accepting. So basically they want the president to say they need $8 billion. And remember, if he'd said we need $8 billion, they would have said that's way too much. You only get $2 billion. Remember how they treated him on the wall? Well, it turns out President Trump wanted to cut the budget. He proposed a budget that would have made cuts. But the Democrats ignored him. and increase the financing instead. So the National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are not suffering from budget cuts because the budget cuts never took effect. So this is one of those situations where if you take what the Democrats are saying and you don't say, like, you're not Stacey on the right, right? You're not sitting here saying, I'm right and they're wrong, fight me. You don't have to take that posture. That's my job. You can just say, let me look it up. They say the president has cut funding to the very infrastructure, the backbone of our healthcare system, the government portion of it, the part that handles infectious diseases and, controls, viral infections and the testing and all that apparatus, the things we actually trust the government to do that have an intersection with our healthcare. So you say to yourself, well, wait, let me just check it out. That's what the internet is for. I'm going to go to my Bing search engine or my DuckDuckGo because you don't use that old overlord Google. You don't use that. And you go on there and you say, let me take a peek-see. And it turns out that the thing that the Democrats are saying the president has done, which is cut the infrastructure and cut the spending, they didn't let him do it because they're an opposite bizarro world. Anything he wants to do, they have to do the opposite. Anything he says, if he says up, they say down. If he were to say, you know what I think one of the best things in the world is? It's oxygen. Democrats start suffocating themselves to death. He actually joked around about this last night. He said, I should have told them I was against a wall at the southern border. And they would have probably, we all said it, it was like everybody was saying the same thing at the same time. They would have built the wall. It'd be finished. The wall would be done by now if the president had come out against it. All he had to do was reverse it. He ran on it, but he could have reversed it and said, I changed my mind. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And the Democrats would have funded it and built it. And we wouldn't even be talking about this anymore. So last little bit here on the coronavirus or COVID-19, they are actually saying, New York Times has an opinion piece out called, let's call it Trump virus. If you're feeling awful, you know who to blame. Like President Trump created the coronavirus, which, by the way, the coronavirus, the reason they call it corona is because of the shape of the actual virus cells themselves. And it's human coronavirus, and it's nothing new. This is a novel coronavirus, meaning this is a particular strain that has never been seen before. But coronaviruses themselves have always been around, and we've always been fighting them, because if you go to the store right now, that thing of Clorox wipes or HDX wipes, you can look at the wipes. If you're like me, I can go to my purse right now. I can go to the bag I carry when I go to different things. I have a larger bag, and I can throw my laptop in it and a bottle of water. It doesn't matter what purse you look in. If it's something that I'm using, there's usually a thing of wipes in it because I'm that person. We could probably talk about that. Maybe we have some time tonight, but you don't want to hear it. You just heard me. I like carrying wipes. And so on the back of the wipes, it'll tell you the disinfecting power of those wipes by listing, like, do you need to leave the surface? Wipe the surface and leave it alone for 17 seconds so it can destroy all the germs. And here is the list of the germs that it will destroy. And it usually will say something like E. coli. And if you keep reading, it'll say coronavirus. So the idea that this is some scourge. Yes, it's a novel coronavirus. Yes, we don't know what the full implications are. Yes, it is concerning. But that it has anything to do with President Trump? It is the same folly that we hear, and I'm back there again. Yes, I'm back. When we hear him say, I'm not a racist, and then they're all like, yes, you are. Except he wasn't one when he was getting an award from Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, when he was standing next to Coretta Scott King when she was still alive and he was hugging her. He was not a racist then. He is now, because he's a Republican, not because he's an actual racist. So if you're feeling horrible, first of all, that's what us prayer warriors are doing, is praying that you won't feel horrible, that this virus will not spread within the United States, that we will be spared from, the epidemic type proportions you see in China are due to them being communist regime and ignoring the issue because they didn't want bad publicity. And now they're paying for it very dearly. But in our country, we're not going to see a response like that. And how do we know we're not going to see it? Well, look at what's already happening. The president is deeply concerned, and he's staying up all night. He's trying to figure out the best way forward to make sure that as few Americans as possible are exposed to this. Which brings us to, I had a it was a blurb straight from the White House today. The press secretary for the White House sent out this, it was a press release. And so this is disturbing, and I hope you gird your loins. It's nighttime, but it's still time for you to, like, you got to hear these truths. The Ninth Circuit actually issued another reckless injunction, nationwide injunction, threatening our constitutional structure and obstructing the executive branch. And I'm paraphrasing what's here in this press, this statement from the press secretary. She goes on to say, obstructing the executive branch from faithfully executing the immigration laws passed by Congress and from protecting American citizens and legal immigrants, the Immigration and Nationality Act in 8 U.S.C. 1225b2 provides that when an alien is arriving from a foreign territory contiguous to the United States and is found by the Department of Homeland Security not to be, quote, clearly and beyond a doubt entitled to be admitted, end quote, the department may, quote, return the alien to, end quote, the contiguous territory of arrival pending a removal proceeding. This is what the administration used to create what they have come to call MMP, migrant, or MPP, migrant protection protocols. And they use those migrant protection protocols to return over 60,000 aliens to Mexico. In the past 13 months, if you remember, it was this time last year that we were looking at every month it was like 50 to 30,000 more illegal aliens storming the border. And by May, we had projections of 90,000. And by the summer, we had 130,000 illegal aliens coming in through the border. Well, the president set this up because he had to work with Mexico to get the border sealed because our Congress simply would not permit it. And so he was just trying to, again, promises made, promises kept. But more than that, we're talking about rapes and murders that happen in this country by illegal aliens. 10% of all of our drunk driving accidents are attributable to illegal aliens driving while drunk. This is a huge issue, you guys. Huge. And I get a little ticked off when we talk about the immigration. And the reason is because it's one thing when something bad happens, like a murder or a kidnapping or something like that, and it's an American citizen against an American citizen. That's a crime. That person's going to be prosecuted. But it's totally another thing when someone who shouldn't have been here in the first place does something like that, because that's something that didn't have to happen. You might say it didn't have to happen ever anyway, but we live in a fallen world, and people commit crimes. But to say that someone who should not have been here because they were in a sanctuary city, they committed a crime, drunk driving, let's say, they're supposed to be deported, but because it's a sanctuary city, they don't cooperate with ICE, so they don't deport them. We've got all that going on, and then we have the president trying his darndest to single-handedly, along with his administration, do something about the southern border. And so it irks me to no end. Not because I'm so high and righty or righteous or any of that stuff, but because we're talking about real people. And I'm a mom. I have my husband and I, we have kids. You know, I don't want to see any family destroyed, torn apart, parents going to bed at night thinking about their child that is gone because illegal aliens weren't deported when they should have been, or that they were here when they should not have been. That they applied for asylum as a way to economically migrate into the United States as opposed to getting in line and coming in here the way a million other lawful immigrants do every year. Did you hear me? We take in 1 million lawful immigrants every year, and they pay $50,000, some of them. That's about the going rate to get in here. And it should cost $50,000 to get in here. You want to come in here and be a citizen in our country? You want to come in here and hang out with us? You want to assimilate and learn to be an American and have that red hot liberty fire running through your veins? $50,000 is a drop in the hat to get your hands on some of that. 1 billion people want to live here. It shouldn't be easy. All right, we'll be back.